Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have a really fun program. We're going to be talking about an event happening tomorrow night at the Liberty Theater. It's the very first one ever in Clatsop County. It's Dancing with the Clatsop County Stars. What is Dancing with the Clatsop County Stars? Well, it's something that you and your family are going to want to go to at the Liberty Theater tomorrow night because it's a benefit for the harbor. And we'll find out more about what the harbor is and about this wonderful event tomorrow night, Dancing with the Stars at the Liberty Theater, from my guests. And today in the studio, I have Ariel Russell. Ariel is the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Harbor. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, Donna. Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you in the studio today.
Yeah.
And I also have Seth Ward. Seth is a professional dancer with the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. Hi, Seth.
Good morning, Donna.
Before we talk about this really wonderful event happening tomorrow night, let's find out a little bit about each of you. So, Ariel, please tell us about yourself.
Yeah, like I said, last time I was on your show, my husband and I moved here in January and bought our little fixer-upper 1930s farmhouse. And since I was last on it, we've pretty much finished the farmhouse.
Good for you. You have plumbing and
we have every,
and
yeah,
electricity.
Seth can
okay.
tell you.
It's very nice.
We've been hosting some of the dancers there, and yeah, it's coming together. We're just looking at what to do next in this community. Looking for another house to work on or something like that. Still surfing and yeah.
Right, because I remember you, some people may not have heard the program with you before, but that was some time ago after you just moved here pretty much. So you all moved here from?
From Seattle.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you've been with the Harbor since.
Since we moved here. I started with them in March. And we've got lots of fun events we've done this year. The Soup Bowl went really well in June. And then now we're excited to be adding this Dancing with the Stars this year.
Yep. And we're going to find out more about what the Harbor is for listeners who may not know about that in just a minute. And let's hear a little bit about you, Seth Ward.
All right. Well, I grew up in Salem, Oregon, actually, and moved down to Corvallis to get a degree in media communications. That's actually where I found dance. There's a pretty growing ballroom dance community there, where I met the owner of the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. Actually, also grew up in Oregon, where he moved back, and now he teaches out of Corvallis. So I met him there, and now I've been with the company for 7 years.
Well, yes, but you said something fascinating before we went on the air here, and because you said that your career was headed in a different direction.
Yeah, I very much wanted to develop video games growing up, and I never thought that even as that became less my passion through college, I didn't really want to let go of that. But then one day it just kind of hit me that dancing was what I was going to do for the rest of my life.
And how did that happen? I mean, how did you just, because I think when you're dancing, if you go into a situation where you're learning something new, a new skill, you feel awkward, you feel out of place, you feel uncomfortable. And so did you love it the very first time you suddenly tried dancing? And how young were you? Or how old were you?
I didn't actually start till I was 21. I just switched out of computer science major, had a lot more free time after that. And, as college goes, there were some broken hearts involved and said, I've got some free time. Why not try some dance classes? And that was just sort of the end of that. There was a performing team at OSU. They said, audition, it takes no experience. And I said, why not? And that's pretty much
wow.
how we got here.
Well, all right. So this is a cautionary tale. Well, this is actually, no, it's not a cautionary tale. It's a really inspirational tale for parents. Because if you are worried that your children are spending too much time on video games, get them to a dance class. Because you have chosen a career that is fun and healthy, and you're using your body and your mind, because you're using your mind when you're dancing, and we know that moving the body is healthy for the brain.
Absolutely.
So, and we'll find out more about the Utah Ballroom Dance Company in just a minute. But now let's kind of go back and talk to you, Ariel, about what is the Harbor?
Absolutely. Well, the Harbor is our local nonprofit that supports survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. We work with survivors all throughout Clatsop County and provide lots of services. We're there with a 24/7 crisis line, and we'll come out after an assault has occurred to the hospital, to the emergency room, to the police station, or just to meet with you in private if you don't want to go to the hospital or be involved with law enforcement, we'll meet with you and talk about your options. We provide resources, toiletries, clothing, if you do decide to get an exam and have your clothing taken as evidence. We'll provide everything that you need to feel secure and are there with you through every step, informing you of your options. We provide ongoing safety planning with people that drop into our advocacy center and help them remain safely in a relationship. We completely believe in self-determination. We would never judge someone for deciding to stay and are there for someone as long as it takes them for them to figure out what they want to do, and we'll support them in that no matter what.
And what is – so you're a nonprofit 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
You were formerly known as the Women's Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
You are now known as the Harbor, and that's been for what? I don't know, 3 years or something?
Yeah,
maybe?
I think about – and yeah, we just wanted – the Women's Resource Center is, not as inclusive, obviously, as the Harbor. We
right.
don't only service women. We are committed to serving survivors of all types, any form, and that includes men, transgender, LGBTQ, all
yes,
kinds.
Yes, yes, and the harbor. A harbor is known as a safe place.
Mm-hmm,
you
want
so it's a safe place for people. If they're in a relationship and something feels wrong, we talked about, like, what is a healthy relationship? A lot of people don't know what that is.
Yeah, and, we look at domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking as a dynamic of power and control. One person is taking power over another person in some way. Your relationship should absolutely leave you feeling supported and empowered, loved. And if you're not left feeling that way, then there might be absolutely be some of that dynamic going on. And we're always there to even just have a conversation, talk about those things, look at the power and control wheel and these tools that we have to help you kind of figure out what's going on and what you want to change and help you do that.
Because domestic violence is not just physical violence.
No.
There's mental, emotional cruelty and control issues and undermining people so that they don't feel confident. They don't have the self-esteem that they need to move out of a situation which is not healthy.
Exactly.
So that's what's so great, is that you're there for them no matter what you are. If they just have a question, they say, I don't know what a normal relationship is, but here's how I'm feeling in this situation.
Absolutely.
And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
It is, yeah. So that's what prompted this exciting new event. We're using this as a way to kind of promote both what the Harbor does and just bring awareness to domestic violence. And
you have an office downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You have a number of counselors. You have a 24-hour hotline. Why don't you give that number just in case someone's listening and they say, I know someone who needs this, or maybe I need to call and just ask a question.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right, Donna. The crisis line is not only for survivors. It's for friends and family that are trying to find the best way to support a survivor, just have a question for themselves. Our community partners are also welcome to use the number. We're not going to turn anyone away or be upset that you called. That's what we're there for. And that number is 503-325-5735.
Okay. And that is the number of the Harbor, located here in downtown Astoria, a nonprofit which supports survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking, and also is there as a resource for questions about, healthy, unhealthy relationships. And so the Harbor is a nonprofit which gets a lot of its money probably from grants.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
also get some donations.
Uh-huh.
And you have events. And so far, what you have done, primarily the big event in which the community participates is the Soup Bowl event.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And that happens in the spring, is that correct?
Yeah, that's in June.
Is it in June?
Summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. It's been going on for, 14 years and has a great turnout every year, sells out. We really love that fundraiser, but we were really looking for something to add that was just outside of the norm of what the fundraiser model, what
right,
everyone's
okay.
doing, and something that a wider range of people can participate in. We have tiered, this is a tiered seating event, so you can get into this event for $15, in general admission, or you can sit in the front section for $35, and that's all. That's all you pay to go to this entire event.
Well, we're going to talk about what that event is at the Liberty Theater in just a minute, but how did the Harbor connect with Seth Ward and the Utah Ballroom Dance Company? And maybe we should actually then, why don't we talk about the Utah Ballroom Dance Company first, and then we're going to talk about how these two organizations got together to create this fabulous event tomorrow night, Dancing with the Stars of the Liberty Theater, Clatsop County Stars.
Yeah, so the Utah Ballroom Dance Company tours the country doing shows like this in community, just like Astoria. We're always looking to partner our show with nonprofit organizations so that, you know, someone's benefiting from what we're trying to do, which is just create an awesome dance experience in local communities.
So you have been working with the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. You live in Corvallis. The owner of the company also lives in Corvallis. You have a team of professional dancers who travel around the United States working with nonprofits to create this kind of event, which is based on the popular TV program, which is Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've been with the company for 7 years now.
Okay. And why do you think Dancing with the Stars was so popular on television? Because clearly now these kind of events are beginning to happen in small communities around the country and probably cities too.
Well, I think there's a couple reasons for that. I think one, because it involves celebrities who a lot of people view as, you know, these higher beings in a lot of cases, but that show sort of humanizes them. They pull them into a scenario where they're taken out of their comfort zone and have to learn this new skill and perform. And they may not be very good at it, especially at first. And in addition to that, it's something that I think ballroom dance is something a lot of people fantasize about, really being able to go out and dance with someone in that comfortable way and look that romanticized. And so to see their celebrity sort of being humanized by this fantastic art just sort of helps you connect to both the dancing and the celebrity that you're looking up to.
Well, because you're right, it requires to learn something new. You're going to be vulnerable. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to goof up, which is part of the joy and beauty of it too. Is that you just are you let it go? You know, I mean, perfectionism is unfortunately kind of a crippling disease, really, mm-hmm. and really in developed countries, it's huge. And we actually are going to be honoring Robert Jacob, who had a saying. He always said he unfortunately left us on September 10th, and we're having a celebration of life ceremony on Saturday, November 3rd. And one of the things that he always told me and all of his friends was, do something, even if it's wrong, just do it. Do something. Take a chance. Take a risk. But we're worried. We're afraid we're going to be foolish. We're going to look foolish. And so to certainly, I mean, we're going to talk about who's dancing because they're brave because they're going to be in front of everybody, even though you have been working with them. So how does that look when you say that when you and the Harbor got together and you said, we're going to do this? What is the scenario of training and you have these professional ballroom dancers who are coming in, mm-hmm. and you pick people in the community who have a fairly high profile. How does that look?
Well, once the stars are selected, I mean, it's not hard to get prominent volunteers and members of the community to say, let's support the Harbor and sort of take that leap of faith. We roll into town about a week before the show, and we train them an hour a day for 5 days. That's all it takes. And that gets them ready for their 90-second ballroom routine that they'll perform on stage.
Oh, okay. So they've been working with you for a week, and we're going to find out who these mystery Clatsop County Stars, they will be revealed in just a moment. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking about a first ever fundraising event for the Harbor. It is a family-friendly show. It is at the Liberty Theater tomorrow night and is Dancing with the Clatsop County Stars, based on the popular television program. And in the studio today, I have Ariel Russell. Ariel is the community outreach coordinator for the Harbor. I also have Seth Ward. He is a professional ballroom dancer with the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. And let's reveal who our Clatsop County Stars are, the people that you nine professional dancers.
There's actually four professionals training the eight stars this week.
Okay.
And then we'll have some more come in to help with the professional showcase.
Oh, there's a professional showcase too. So, okay. So let's talk about who are these Clatsop County Stars.
Yeah, absolutely. We were lucky to have Andy Morgan, an Oregon State Trooper. We have Charlene Larson, many of you know in lots of roles in our community, but I have her listed as the 2017 Lady Liberty Award recipient. Molly Pringle is our executive director at the Harbor, so she was brave enough to get up there and dance as well. Howard Rube, the Astoria High School athletic director. football coach.
Oh, that's going to be fun to see Howard, a football coach, doing ballroom dancing. I love that. Okay.
He's doing great too. Jason Skirmerhorn, the chief of police in Cannon Beach. I've got Julie Flews, the 2018 Regatta president.
Oh, she is so lovely. Yes. She will be a beautiful dancer, and they're all going to wear costumes, beautiful ballroom costumes, too. Okay.
We've got Chris Breitmeyer, the Clatsop Community College president, and Norma Hernandez with the WIC program.
Oh, that's so great. I mean, and Chris Breitmeyer, our community college president, he is so much fun. We're going to laugh. I think we're going to laugh tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be amazed. And then you also have guest judges.
We do, yeah. We were lucky to get Mayor Arlene Lemire, Dita DeAngelis, and Dane Gouge of Astoria Ford are going to sit on the judges panel.
And this is a competition, actually, though. So how does the competition work, Seth?
So the stars will go up and dance. The judges will give their scores, but ultimately it is up to the audience. The winner of the coveted mirror ball trophy is determined by audience vote.
Okay, which is clapping.
No, they're going to go out and vote at intermission.
Oh, there's going to be voting at intermission.
They get a ballot, and then after the stars dance at the first half of the show, and then they'll get to vote during intermission. Then the professional showcase will start, where we get to see these guys and their amazing performance, and then we'll reveal the winner at the end.
Okay, so this is quite an evening out on the town tomorrow night. So the doors open at the Liberty Theater at 6:30. You can buy your tickets online right now. How's the best way for people to get tickets? I mean, there will be tickets at the door, too, but this could sell out because it's going to be so much fun.
It could, absolutely. I definitely advise getting your tickets in advance. The easiest to remember is the harbornw.org. We've got a link right to the Facebook page and to the online ticket purchasing there. You can also go to the Liberties website.
And buy tickets there, too. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the show is at 7 o'clock. The first half will be our local stars dancing with the professional ballroom dancers. And then there'll be an intermission, and we vote for our favorite star. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we get to see a professional ballroom showcase with dancers from the Utah Ballroom Dance Company. Let's talk about ballroom dancing. What are ballroom dances? What do people think of when they think about ballroom dancing?
I mean, really, that's a pretty broad category, because you've got your Latin dances, you've got your smooth dances, your swing dances, and there are also a lot of partner dances out there that aren't considered ballroom, several swing styles. But ballroom has really come to encompass a lot of partner dancing, but it is very broad category. Things like your waltz, foxtrot, tango, swing is considered a ballroom dance, salsa, cha-cha. So it's just a very wide spectrum.
And are people intimidated by ballroom dancing maybe more than other kinds of dancing, do you think?
I don't know about necessarily more than other kinds of dancing. Many other kinds of dancing that you would learn in a class, such as jazz, ballet, or tap, requires more of a personal mastery. The thing that can be intimidating about ballroom is that you're walking up to someone that you probably don't know and making connection with them and making that okay and making that comfortable and engaging in a physical conversation, really, saying, we're going to dance now, and that's good.
I like that. Dance is a physical conversation. And we need to do more of that. I mean, we know that dance is healthy. Dance is healing. And we know that connecting with other human beings is healthy and healing.
Absolutely.
So, and I think there's going to be a lot of joy because tell us, so in the last week you've been working with, let's say, Chris Breitmeyer or Howard from the high school. And so I'm sure they came in thinking, oh, no, I have two left feet. How is this even going to work? And so kind of run us through, how does that over time, do they become more comfortable just being vulnerable?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone comes in not really knowing what to expect, especially the first day, especially when we're in a community for the first time. But I always promise every star that by the end of the first rehearsal, a lot of their nerves will go away. And they do, because once you meet your professional dancer and you start actually getting a feel for what it is that you're going to be expected to do, it's not so intimidating anymore, because we do our best as the professional dancers to ensure that they are comfortable and they're having a good time, because ultimately that's really more more important than the dance steps themselves is that you're having fun doing the steps.
And you said earlier that as a professional dancer, you prefer to work with people who do not have a lot of dance experience. Could you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So when someone comes in with previous dance experience, sometimes they'll have bad habits, which we have to readjust for a partnered dance style. But more than that, sometimes they already think they know what they're talking about. I've been very lucky to work with Norma, who does have a lot of salsa experience, but when I came in there, she was completely understanding. I said, "You're not doing a salsa today. You're doing a country two-step." And she's been all ears, and she's been a great student. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. And you know what? I never did get back to how did the Harbor and the Utah Dance Ballroom Dance Company connect to create this brand new first ever fundraising event?
Yeah, I mean, they're reaching out to this area to, add another nonprofit and reach out to a couple of different places, and we snapped it up instantly. It was exactly what we were looking for, as we didn't really give a lot of room for other people to to say, we want to do it. We were too excited about the idea.
Well, it's a joyful experience.
It is.
It's an entertaining show. It's at the gorgeous Liberty Theater. It's family friendly. I mean, it has all of the elements that you would want to, to have a great evening out for people and yet to benefit the harbor,
exactly,
which is so important. I think that seeing people in costumes and I did ask Seth earlier too. Seth, do you get your toes stepped on a lot? And what was your response, Seth?
Yeah, definitely. But it's okay. I don't really feel it anymore. It's just kind of part of the job.
Oh my gosh. Well, So when you are doing complicated dances with beginners, is there some fear that they're going to like fall or spin out of control? Or like, what do you think the biggest fears are with beginning dancers?
As far as that goes, safety is always a concern of ours. We never want to risk community members' life as we're, or a limb as we
throwing
are.
Throwing them off the stage.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate. That would be really unfortunate. No, we are always concerned with the success of the stars. And so we are always happy to adjust choreography to make them successful and safe. But of course, there are going to be several lifts, some pretty impressive ones happening with the stars in the show.
Impressive lifts happening with the stars. Okay, let's talk about who the stars are again in case somebody just tuned in.
Absolutely. We've got Andy Morgan, the state trooper, Charlene Larson, 2017 Lady Liberty Award recipient, Molly Pringle, executive director of the Harbor, Howard Rube, Astoria High School athletic director, Jason Skirmerhorn, chief of police in Cannon Beach, Julie Flews, 2018 regatta president, Chris Breitmeyer, Clatsop Community College president, and Norma Hernandez with the Clatsop County WIC program.
And you can vote for which of these Clatsop County stars is the winner. And we're going to hope that this event is going to happen in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from now on, we want this to happen.
Come out and support it. We want to be able to do this every year.
Right. So who are the folks who are learning ballroom dancing these days? I mean, are there young people? Are they older people? I mean, is there a trend? I mean, I would think that the television program made a huge difference.
Yeah, definitely. There's sort of a generational gap right now because there is an older generation that grew up ballroom dancing, and they're still out taking classes doing that. And then there was sort of a time where that wasn't the cool thing to do, right? But what I've seen is as I've been a professional dancer and as I was going through college is it is making a comeback, definitely. More and more colleges and even high schools are starting ballroom dance clubs and performance teams. And I think the amount of dance shows in general on TV, not just Dancing with the Stars, things like So You Think You Can Dance, World of Dance. All of these shows are really exposing people to all kinds of different styles of dance, and I think it's making a really big comeback in the younger generation now.
Yeah, and dance is a tribal experience, and again, we're tribal people. So, and do you have to do a ton of training? I mean, because when you see a professional ballet dancer, the muscles, the oh my God, and you think the practice, the time. So is it a joyful thing when you say, oh, I've got to practice today? Or is it okay, piano practice? Or how is that?
For me, I love practicing. I love when I know that I get to focus my day on actually perfecting what it is I love to do. For most people who just want to go out and have ballroom dancing for fun, it doesn't take that much arduous practice. You go out and most clubs will offer some sort of free or cheap, as in less than $10 lesson for you to learn the basic step of a dance style that day.
Right.
And then go just dance it for fun with other people.
Yeah, and dancing is fun. And we do have the Tango Twins here at the Astoria Arts and Movement. They're fabulous. And again, dancing uses all of our senses. And the body has wisdom. The body knows what to do. So I think it's when I know when I've tried to learn a new dance or something, if I get into my head, then I just get confused. And if I just let my body know, it's almost like when you're walking and there's a spider web, which you don't see, but your body somehow, and you instinctively duck, you didn't see it, but your body knew in advance that it was there. So it's trusting our bodies, being in our bodies. And again, tomorrow night, you know, we get to see these wonderful Clatsop County stars dancing in beautiful ballroom outfits, whatever those are going to look like. And that'll be a surprise, I think.
You'll have to come to see it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Other things you might want people to know about the Harbor or about the event tomorrow night?
Yeah, we're just really excited to be doing this for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I think it'll really reach a large number of our community. And I'll just repeat the crisis line number so that if you do have any questions, we're always here at 503-325-5735.
Okay, and let's go back to October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. At that time, are there workshops? Are there, I mean, what happens during October? I mean, how, for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, how are people learning about what that means and how it affects communities? Because it's everywhere and it's across all socioeconomic classes.
Absolutely. And there's a community-based advocacy center like ours in every community. So there's lots of interpretations. Everybody's doing something different. There's new resources being posted. We do lots of informational posts on our Facebook and on our social media. We do, depending on the year or on the, we'll provide lots of workshops and things like that. Sexual Assault Awareness Month is in April, and so we'll be doing more of that sort of thing. We've got a lot of exciting plans for this coming April. For Domestic Violence Awareness Month, I think it was more important just to, we really wanted to bring something lighthearted and make people aware of the harbor and, you know, get people involved in it in a fun way. It can be such a heavy topic that people want to avoid it altogether. And so for us, bringing something lighthearted that people can back and support the harbor in such a fun way, I think is was our main goal this month.
Yes. And you've done that with this event, which, again, the first ever. We're just have a couple of minutes left. So, Seth, any last things you'd like our listening audience to know?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. Come out, support the harbor, support your local community stars, and then you get a professional ballroom showcase after that.
That's right. Oh, gosh, that's going to be wonderful. Any last things you'd like to say, Ariel?
No, thank you so much for having us, Donna.
I'm delighted. I'm really looking forward to the show tomorrow night. So, again, you can purchase your tickets. Let's tell people one more time how they can purchase their tickets.
Absolutely. The Liberty Theater's website, libertyastoria.showware.com. Tickets are for sale there. And if you can't remember that one, harbornw.org will take you there as well.
Okay, perfect. So get your tickets tomorrow night. Again, a wonderful family-friendly event, the first ever Dancing with the Clatsop County Stars. It's at the Liberty Theater. Doors open at 6:30 tomorrow night, October 18th, Thursday. And the show starts at 7 p.m. So come out and support the harbor and have a fabulous, entertaining evening at the gorgeous Liberty Theater in Astoria, Oregon. Thank you both so much for everything you're doing.
Thanks, Donna.
Thanks, Donna.
Can't wait to see the show. Thank you so much, Joanne Rideout, for being the engineer today. I'm so grateful. And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, right now, take a deep breath. It is so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then, with gratitude, focus on the good things in your life, the things that are going well. There will always be those things that aren't, but think about the things that are going well with gratitude, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one you are, and for doing the best you can. Everyone truly is. For being here now, in this now moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.